Hello and welcome to RDU 98.5, and it is time for my favourite start to the week. It is just excellent. It's time for some court theatre chats, and I've my regular Alison with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And you know what? I've been dying for weeks to say something to you.
Oh, no.
And it's that it's going to sound really... Oh, I just observed this, and I've been keeping it in the back of my mind since I saw it. But New York Times voted Fun Home the 35th best book of the 21st century or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
and of course, Fun Home is, you know, the next big play.
Yes. Musical, even.
Musical, I should say.
No, it's amazing. Like, most of those, I do recommend just kind of doing a little, search engine that shall not be named. For both the book, because the book was, I think, 2006.
Six.
And that was a New York Times bestseller. And, consistently crops up on all of those kind of best of lists. And so does the musical.
What, one best musical, what? At the Tonys 2015
Absolutely. And Lisa Crone and Janine Tesori were the first female duo to win the Tony for Best Score, which...
Really?
I know. Astonishing that it took that long.
Yeah, often think that about those things, though. Like, it's amazing how many firsts we still have these days.
But it's like, when you see it, you'll hear why. They're both just like such intelligent women, and like they're really gone for like what musical theatre does best. Like, it's, you can tell that they know musical theatre, so yeah, gorgeous sound. And we've got Kaylin is doing such amazing work, and he's got a great band in there. We've got a cellist,
ooh,
just for fun.
So is the score kind of quite classical sounding?
I mean, it's contemporary, but it's very much like a musical theatre sound.
So
it's absolutely that thing of like storytelling and character through song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which is one of the things I love about it. You know, it's not like they've just kind of, it's like, oh, narrative, and then you like kind of pop a song in there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and there's some really gorgeous numbers.
Yeah. I am so excited for it. I don't know, but maybe I think maybe it's one of those placebo effect things. But ever since we kind of started talking about Fun Home, I feel like I see stuff about Fun Home or references to Bechdel like everywhere.
It's really weird. I think there is a word for that where that happens. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely like it's a... Oh, God, like significant cultural, phenomenon piece, all of those different components, like the number of firsts, like as well as that like first female duo, I mean, first lesbian protagonist on Broadway.
Wow, really? Oh, yeah. My God.
I know, again, one of those where you're like, took that long? But, you know, that's, like, also really meaningful and so cool.
Yeah. It's so cool. And it's great that we're doing it in, here in Christchurch, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is such a, I think, I mean, obviously I feel this way, but, I do think it's a great opportunity to see, like, this, like, world-renowned musical.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was sitting in a run the other day, and like the words literally went through my head of like, this is the perfect cast.
Yeah, wow. Okay, cool.
They're so great. And yeah, Kathleen and Hillary and Kaylin have done, and so the director, choreographer, and music director have done such beautiful work with them as well.
And that starts, what, the 10th?
Yes, so this Saturday. So this week we're going into, like, it's production week.
Oh, my God, it's
so
big
all
week.
Of those bits come together as well.
Is this, like, a musical that has, like, heaps of staging and stuff like that?
Well, it's kind of an interesting one. And so Hannah McDougall's designed the set. It's because there's the house, which is quite important.
Yes.
Because Alison Bechdel's father, Bruce, was like sort of restored houses, including the one he lived in.
Okay,
so it's this kind of amazing historic house.
Yeah, right.
But then it also has to, because you've got like adult Alison and medium Alison, who's like the college-aged Alison, and small Alison, who's like 9 years old. So it's like dipping into these different time periods. So it's also got to be quite fluid.
Yeah, right, right. And you kind of, it has to be a set that can sort of age a little bit, right?
Well, it's just, yeah, just got to kind of be able to operate like in those different times.
Right,
and sometimes you've got like the, you know, 43-year-old Alison, like sort of observing her past self and those incidents.
Interesting, yeah, right.
Which is where there's some good comedy in there as well as poignancy. And there's also, you know, like a coffin that the kids...
A coffin, nice, nice.
Dance in, so
no, that's actually, that's one point I really want to hit home, is the impression that this is quite a well-balanced play in the sense of, like, it's quite funny and witty, but it's also like emotional and thought-provoking, but no way is it too much of any one of those things.
No, it's like it is one of those ones where like it definitely like brings all of your emotions like right up to the surface.
Yeah
And they do, I mean, it's about someone's life and memories.
Yes,
so it has
yes.
all of the emotions that you might have looking back on your memories.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Which is, yeah, like, you know, like, there's romance in there. There is definitely trauma in there. And, like, we do have a content advisory, so I would, like, recommend,
okay.
you know,
okay.
anyone who feels a little bit nervous about any of that stuff, I'd say, check out the content advisory and, you know, our amazing box office staff can also speak to any of that if you do just feel a little like, I want to know what I'm in for.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, actually.
Yeah.
Now, what else has been going on at the Court Theatre?
Oh my gosh. Well, as you know, we're always busy. So,
She Kills Monsters.
She
Did that
Kills
go
Monsters.
Well?
Oh, they're doing, it's going to be so delightful. So that's the youth company.
Yeah.
Directed by Ben Freeth. And it's a really strong company. I've been like, I mean, we were impressed at auditions just by the high standard.
Yeah,
and they've
yeah.
also like come up such a long way.
That's the observation everyone has made so far. It's like, it was fairly, it was like quite a good cast from the start. But, like, the development's been amazing.
Yeah, it really has. And this is, like, such a gorgeous... It's another one of those, like, touches on a few different emotions on the along the way.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
Probably takes an even lighter touch, but then still packs an emotional punch. So it's by Ki Nguyen, and it's... our sort of protagonist is kind of getting to know her dead sister through her D&D notebook, but then it like goes into the D&D world.
Yeah.
So there's lots of fun with it. Like there's a gelatinous cube is one of the characters that appears. So it's good fun. And,
Yeah, and I when I talked to the puppeteers,
oh yes,
making the puppets,
good old
for that
Tusk
show,
puppets.
That like for that interview will always stand out in my mind, just because like I reckon it's a really fun job. Probably, I mean, so much fun. I was so jealous. I actually wasn't one of them. to be quite honest.
Oh, well, you will have to do a masterclass. Puppetry. I'm a big sucker for puppetry, and it is, it's like an amazing art form, incredibly time consuming.
Oh, I'm sure.
But then the payoff, because it's so like magic when you are like seeing a puppet and you just completely forget that it is actually an object.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that cool when that happens?
Yeah. And this is like with this one, like the youth company really get to show off everything.
Yeah.
So there's this kind of like sentimental, naturalistic moments, and then this real like over the top D&D world where they get to do some kick ass fight choreo. There is a dance off.
They're doing
puppetry. And it's funny. I mean, it is one of the most produced plays in America.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
For good reason. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, I mean, there's got to be a good reason for that,
people
right?
fall in love with it. And there's definitely, I mean, I'm sure, like, D&D fans will get, like, a particular joy out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, like, I've never played D&D. I don't really, although I'm now kind of inclined to give it a go.
Slightly curious.
But it's definitely, you do not need at all to know anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because the protagonist knows nothing about D&D.
Right, so, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Now, just on that, because I discovered accidentally I was fascinated by puppets, I thought you would be the right person to ask, because you're kind of, you're similar to me, as in we're not in any of these individual departments. From the costuming to stage design to the music to the actors and all that, is there a particular department that you're really fascinated by?
Oh, gosh. So this is... I always describe myself as a magpie.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, no, I don't know that there's one that, like, stands out in particular.
Right,
I think I probably have the most, lighting design is the one where I'm, like, would fight, like, I mean... I've had to do a smidge of it in my, like, you know, training. But I think that's the one where I'm quite in awe of people who can, like, they conceptualize the whole thing.
Yeah, right.
And then
right.
they have to put all of the pieces in place without, like, before... It's a little bit like baking, I think.
Yeah,
and that you
kind of
only know how it turns out when in the final you've got to take concept. And then, whereas at least I think, you know, like with costume and to a degree set, like you can see it more gradually come
right,
into.
Right, right, okay.
So I have, a lot of, I feel like there's a particular kind of both creative and practical brain.
Interesting.
That really.
That's a great answer. That's exactly what I wanted out of that. That's brilliant. And I guess it's quite... like, really regimented as well, right? Because, like, certain lights have to come on at exact times and so on.
Yeah, and some, I mean, it depends on the show, depends on the director and the designer.
Yeah, yeah.
So some of it, you know, can be plotted out and, like, you know, you get your sort of cues all planned, from the script. And then some of it will be, like, as you're going through it, being like, oh, we need something here. Or,
I can totally believe how it's quite interesting, actually.
Yeah, but it's so cool to be, like, from a director's point of view, when you're sitting there with a designer.
Yeah, right.
And when you're like, I just want this kind of a feeling, and they go, well, how about this?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's amazing.
Oh, my God. That is... exactly what I wanted out of that. That is brilliant. Well, right, let's go. I mean, are there any other important dates? So we've got Fun Home starts the 10th of August.
Yes.
She Kills Monsters the 20th.
Yeah.
It's big, big month.
It is. I mean, it's going to be, the production team is going to be flat out.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, I mean, of course, you know, of course I love everything we put on.
Yeah,
but,
of course,
but these two are very, very close to my heart.
Yeah, and I, and like the way I've had such a variety of people talking about both of these as well. There's something like, I can tell the Court Theatre is incredibly proud of these ones.
Yeah.
And I think that's really special.
And it is just really nice to think that, you know, to think, oh, all these people that don't know these yet. And like,
yeah, yeah.
You're going to get to fall in love with these two works. And I know you've got Kathleen and Kelly coming in next week. And I think, you know, you'll get from them, like, everyone working on these shows, like it's very meaningful to them, you know, like it's definitely not just a job, I'd say.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I think it's so cool.
Fun thing to throw in, our sponsor for Fun Home is John Rhind Funeral Homes.
Lovely.
Which, because Fun Home is the nickname for the Bechdel family.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
so
that makes
sense. We're very grateful to them. And I also just loved that when we're like, do you want to sponsor a show?
I love how they embrace it.
Yeah,
that's
they were
so
like,
cool.
They totally went for it. And
yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and again, funerals, you know, they're a celebration of life, you know?
Yeah, well, and I mean, I think it kind of, you know, it's like she had an unusual childhood. It's still very relatable.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it is that kind of like, oh yeah, like this is, Someone has to be a funeral director.
Someone's going to do it.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched that show, The Casketeers?
Yes.
It's actually really good.
Oh, it's so such good.
It's fascinating as
and
well.
I love it. It is like quite beautiful, the like respect and care and the humanity that they bring to it.
The perspective they bring to it is so like nice and caring, but it's not kind of like it's not so over the top. It's like,
no, it's not sappy. It's very authentic.
It's really, really interesting.
Anyway,
Alison, it's always a delight to have you here. I'll just also mention briefly Scared Scriptless.
Oh, always.
Which you can always go to, and
always a good time.
I mean, the being a court jester, whilst it must be great fun, like a lot of effort as well. Like,
oh my gosh.
They dedicate a lot of time to it.
There is so much skill and training involved. I mean, they have workshop every week.
Wow.
Like just to like hone different skills, keep those muscles going. Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to practice it like anything else, don't you?
Absolutely. And we've still got to get you along to an improv.
I know. I'm just so, I cringe at it, but I want to do it, but don't want to do it at the same time.
I'm convinced you'll love it.
I think I probably will. I always do this where like I work things up, but it's actually fine when I end up doing it.
But it's definitely like, I think when you do a class or something, it adds to your respect. Because it's like stand-up. The trick is to make it look like it's just this effortless.
And that, I reckon, is a hard part.
Yeah.
I have this gut feeling, I reckon, the hard part's trying to make it look natural.
There's a lot of like that structure and kind of quite precise skills in there.
To our audience out there, consider all these things. Go to all these things. Such a fun time. And like what I kind of love about these sort of things is it can be your whole night or it could be part of your night, you know.
Oh yeah.
There's time before and afterwards to do, you know, fun activities.
I also say Fun Home, unusually for a musical, only 90 minutes long.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
It packs a lot into that 90 minutes.
Oh, my God.
But, I love it. So you can, you know, 7:30 show and then it's 9 o'clock.
Oh.
You could stick around and see the Court Jesters.
Oh, oh, my God. You could do both. Well, Alison, as usual, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so very
much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
I'm also loving your sweatshirt today, the wavy squiggliness of this, is excellent. It's kind of slinky-esque, I love it. I love it.
Thanks.
hey, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.